What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, young adults. It's Courtney here. Welcome to the Houston Young Adults Podcast. I'm excited. It's been a while since I came on the podcast, and it's the end of the year. It's end of 2022, about the middle of the month, and we have a few more weeks, a few more days left of this year, and that's what I want to talk today to you about is, according to the Word of God, what is our expected end for this year? You know, this year's not over yet. We still have those days, moments, and God will complete His work. You know, there's so much word that we've been getting in from our pastors the past few services that is just stirring on the inside of me. But what God starts, He always finishes. Philippians 1:6, it says that He who began a good work within you shall bring it to pass, shall bring it to completion, shall perfect it, shall perform it. So what God starts in this year doesn't have to continue on into the next year, the next year, the next year. He'll perfect it, He'll complete it, He'll perfect it and complete it, and He'll bring it to an end. He'll close it up. He'll tie a bow, and let's end the year. He crowns the year, the Bible says, with His goodness. And so He knows how to finish what He starts. He's a starter, but He's a finisher. He's an accomplisher. That's what I love about Jesus, is that He's not a person that starts something and never finishes it. And so we can have this expectancy that our end should be according to the Word of God. It should be according to what God's Word says our end should be like. And I talked about this a little bit at last Young Adults Night during the offering message, just those two scriptures, the first being Psalm 65:11. It says, "You crown the year." Who's you? Talking about the Lord. "The Lord crowns the year with His bounty and His goodness, and His paths drip with fatness." Psalm 65:11. So God crowns our years with abundance, with a bountiful harvest, and with His goodness. His goodness is glory. And it says that His paths for our life, His will for our life, is that our year would drip with fatness, with abundance, with too much, with not even enough room to contain all of the blessings that are going to be squeezed out of the Lord, what the Lord has for us. Let nothing be incomplete in your year, according to the Word of God, and settle that in your spirit. I don't care what hasn't been done yet. It can be done before the end of the year. I don't care what I haven't seen yet. According to God's word, there's a perfection and there's a completion that comes with the end of the year. There's a goodness, there's a blessing, there's an abundance, and there is a bounty that comes from the end of our year. He crowns our year. He ends our year off in the most extravagant way. In John 2, it says that He saves the best for last. That's ultimately the miracle that Jesus performed. They served the lesser wine at the beginning, but Jesus' miracle power at work at the wedding of Cana, His first miracle, they came back to Jesus and they said, usually people serve the best wine first, or the best wine first, and then they go on to the lesser as the night goes on, but You've saved the best for last. You've saved the best for last. And that's how God desires our years would end with. Just like as Pastor Sandy has been talking about, Everything in God grows. Everything in God goes from one degree of glory to the next degree of glory, shines brighter and brighter, gets more victorious as we go forward. The testimonies only get greater. Things only get better with God. So the expectation for our end of the year cannot be just humdrum, which basically means mediocre. That has to be in our spirit, that it's not just going to be meh. It's got to be extravagant. It's got to be extraordinary. It's got to be God is going to complete and perform that which he has started in my life in the mighty name of Jesus. And so that's what I'm going to stir us up on today, is we got to set that expectation that his word shall be my story for the end of this year. And according to the word of God in Proverbs, it says your expectation will not be cut off. When we get an expectation from the word of God, it shall not be cut off. And so we can know with all certainty that God will do what he says. In Deuteronomy 7, I read this the other day and I loved it. Deuteronomy 7 verse 12. If you hearken to these precepts and keep them and do them, the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the steadfast love which he swore to your fathers. So what he says is that he will keep his covenant. Deuteronomy 7 verse 9. Actually, this is the verse that I wanted to read. Therefore, know without any doubt and understand that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who is keeping his covenant and his steadfast loving kindness to a thousand generation with those who love him and keep his commandments. So this tells me the Lord your God, he is God. My God is God, and he is faithful to keep his covenant. What he promises in his word is his covenant to us. And our part is simple. It's the obedience. It's keeping what his word says, doing what his word says. And so what is it that is going to release this end of the year increase, this end of the year abundance, this end of the year goodness of God? How is it that our latter glory shall be greater than the former glory? And that's in Haggai, where it talks about that everything in the future shall always be more glorious than the past. We never, like Pastor Sandy said, we never have to say last year was a better year. We never have to say last week was a better week. We never have to say last month was a better month. If we were to plot our life on a graph, and I'm mathematical, I'm analytical, so I like seeing these things. I like seeing the graphs. If my life from month to month, week to week, day to day, year to year, it was plotted on a graph, on a chart, it should go upward. There should be an upward curve. There should be an upward line. And I wish y'all could see my hand right now, but there's an upward line. It's not going up and down and up and down like a roller coaster. It is up and up and up and up. And that's got to be your expectation. And anything against that, like Pastor Sandy said last night, we've got to rebel against it. We've got to say, absolutely not. And you speak to that hindrance, speak to whatever is against what God's word says and cancel it. Turn it around by your words. And you are already set on the word of God. And that is going to be my story. Because his word has spoken it, he'll complete it, he'll perform it. And it's just a matter of time where we're going to see the turnaround of it. So Psalm 65:11, you crown the year with your bountiful harvest. And then Haggai 2, which says the latter glory shall be greater than the former. But this is what I want to get to here. Psalm 67, verse 56. Actually, I want to read one more verse before we move to that one. All of these scriptures are the scriptures that I'm believing for for myself and for the young adult ministry. Psalm 31, verse 19. How great is the goodness that you have stored up for those who fear you. You lavish it on those who come to you for protection, blessing them before the watching world. So there's a goodness from God that's stored up, and he's ready to lavish it. Lavish means to pour it out, to excessively inundate you with something good. And it says that he does this before the watching world. He says there's the world watching this glory being poured out upon your life, this end of the year crowning of abundance. And that's our portion. The last, before I go to the last thing that I want to get to, there's a couple of things that Pastor Sandy talked about and the expectation of December and what that should look like. She read the scripture. Ecclesiastes 2:26. It says, for the person who pleases him, for pleases God, God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner, he gives the work of gathering and heaping up, that he may give to the one who pleases God. In the Message translation, it says, God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to his favorites, but sinners are assigned to a life of hard labor, and they end up turning their wages over to God's favorites. He gives the sinner the task of dispersing their wealth to who? To those that serve God, to those that please God, to those that love God. And that's us. There's a harvest that we are to step into that we haven't labored for or we haven't toiled for, because it's the wealth of the sinner that is laid up for the just. It's the type of wealth transfer that's outside of your salary, outside of your wages, outside of your income. That's what Pastor Sandy said. There is wages due to us that before the end of this year shall come into our hands in the mighty name of Jesus. And I receive that. I don't know about you. I receive that. And I'm praying that over my life. I'm praying that over your lives. I'm praying that over the young adult ministry, that we walk in that word for the end of the year. John 4:38 says, I sent you to reap a crop for which you have not toiled. Other men have labored, and you have stepped in to reap the results of their work. There is a harvest for you that you have not labored for. That is this wealth of the sinner that is laid up for the just. There's a type of harvest that comes that it's not from your own labor and your own work. It's a result of, you know what it's a result of? It's a result of your seed time and your harvest. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall remain. Winter, summer, cold, heat, they all remain, but we're operating in the flow of seed time and harvest time, and there is a harvest due to us at the end of this year. So I pray that before the clock strikes midnight on December 31st, 2022, that harvest would be in your hands in Jesus' mighty name. And just as we've been talking all year, we talked about it at the Millionaire Dinner, we've talked about it at Young Adult Service, this teaching from Jesus of the 100-fold return. And this expectation that our seed can produce this maximum return, which is the 100-fold. It's 100% return of that which you have sown. He talked about this in Mark 10, but that other scripture is in Genesis 26:12. Genesis 26:12 is about Isaac, and that's in the Old Testament. And it says that Isaac sowed in the land and he reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Genesis 26:12. Isaac sowed in the land in a year, And that same year that he sowed his seed, it says that he reaped in the same year 100-fold. If the word says it, you can have it. If you can find it and locate it in the word and you believe it and confess it with your mouth, it is done for you. Your 100-fold return is due to you according to the word. Be an expectation to see everything that God has started on the inside of you to be completed outwardly in Jesus' mighty name. So how do we see about all these things, these unexplainable blessings beyond our wages from the Lord? Let's go to Psalm 67, verse 5 and 6. It says, "Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our God, shall bless us." So what it's saying here is that as you praise God, that increase due to you is released from the earth that's storing it, that's holding it, and it's released as you praise him. The Bible says that your praise, he inhabits the praises of his people. When we pray, God will send his messengers, his angels to do a mighty work. But when we praise him, he personally steps into the situation and he does a mighty work. He inhabits the praises of his people. And where God is there, things happen quickly. He fights our battles. He fights anything that is withholding from us. And he allows his power to do what only his power can do in the situation. So our focus for increase, as according to the word of God, is our praise, is our giving glory to God for what we have, for what he has done, and for what he is going to do. We praise him for the word. We praise him for the increase. We praise him and we give him glory and we worship him. And that is our task. It's an easy task. We're not the ones bringing about the harvest. We're not the ones transferring the wealth out of the hands of the sinner and transferring it into the hands of the righteous. God does that part. We do the part of praising. And that's our warfare. That's our part. It's our, we lift up our hands and we sing praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We shout. The Bible talks about all these different ways that you can praise him. You can praise him with a harp. You can praise him with a flute. You can praise him with dancing. You can praise him with singing. You can praise him with shouts of triumph. You can praise him by marching. You can praise him by waving the banner of victory. Maybe that's your hands, your wheel waving, your victorious hands in the air. Amen. But I love reading those Psalms of David that just talk about sing praises to God, shake your tambourines, play your harps, your flutes, all these drums, your timbrels. It just like talks about all these instruments that and voices and shouts, and it's just this loud noise. You're making just like a loud noise. You think about it, it just sounds probably chaotic. But God, there is when God moves, there's a noise. When God's doing something, there's a noise. And so we make a noise unto God. We shout. And the Bible even talks about it being a sacrifice of praise too. Might feel like you haven't seen anything yet. Might feel like, man, I don't know. I can't see anything. I can't see even how God would do a mighty work to the end of this year. But I exhort you today strongly from the word of God to lift up your hands and to lift up your voice and to praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the King of glory and he's worthy of praise. And he releases his goodness and his bounty as his people praise him. It's the most powerful form of prayer, praising him, worshiping him, glorifying God, and acknowledging his goodness, magnifying him, causes you to see his greatness, his glory, his goodness, and everything else gets put out of sight. It's called the sacrifice of praise for that reason, because God steps in and does what only he can do. And when they started praising him in 2 Chronicles 20, that's when God stepped in to the situation. It says they were flooded with blessing. They were flooded. They had so much, they didn't even have enough room to take it all in. And so this is the word for the end of the year. All these scriptures I'm standing on, but I'm believing it for my own personal life, and I'm believing it for the young adult ministry. I believe that harvest is coming into your hands now in Jesus' mighty name. Just like we sing and praise that song. What's the name of the song? Waymaker. There's that part that says, even though I don't see it, you're working. You're working. But basically, as you praise him behind the scenes in the background, God's doing what only he can do. And then you see it. It's done in Jesus' name. We don't see it currently right now, but as you begin to praise him, that's when the earth shall yield its harvest, and God, our God, shall bless us. He shall complete the work that he started in your life. So let me pray for you as we end this podcast. Father, I thank you for every single young adult listening. I thank you, Lord, for a great and a glorious year. Thank you, Lord, for every form of increase that you have done in the young adults' lives, Lord, in this ministry, Father. Thank you for every fruit, Lord, that has come about because of your word. Thank you, Lord, for every testimony, Lord, in the lives of the young adults listening. Lord, we praise you for what you have done, Lord. We thank you. You are a good God. You're a glorious God. We acknowledge that you are faithful to your covenant and you're faithful to your word. And I pray, Lord, this word over every single young adult listening in Jesus' mighty name, complete it, perform it. Lord, before the end of this year, may they reap their 100-fold return from the seeds that they've sown in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, that as we praise you, as we acknowledge you, and as we lift you up, the earth is yielding her increase in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of the Lord upon us that makes us rich and adds no sorrow, no toil. Thank you, Lord, that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for us and is coming into our hands without toil and hardship and labor, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for the fruit and the testimonies that we shall see before the end of 2022. It's not over, and we're in expectancy that your word is true, and our expectation of you shall not be cut off in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless y'all. Love y'all. See y'all at the last young adult service of the year. It is going to be fire. It'll be the best service of this year. The biggest, the best, and you don't want to miss it. Invite friends, invite everybody you know, because it is going to be the night of the year. December 30th, 7:30 at the Power of Love Church. See y'all then.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.